Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
I heard an owl this morning.
Did you?
I'm infatuated with
you.
Owls.
Me. You heard an owl?
Here at the building.
Oh, outside our...
Well, within earshot. And I don't know how far an owl can project its hoot.
Yeah.
But I heard it.
Uh-oh.
Because we're also close to a kennel.
Yes.
So I paused. I'm like, was that an owl or a dog?
Uh-huh.
And I waited to hear it again. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Why does your owl sound like a monkey? It is uncanny.
That is... Is it too breathy?
It is. No, it's too apian. I don't know. No, an owl says, whoo.
But there's a rhythm to it.
Yeah. You're still.
That's not. I think that's a perfect owl. How do you know?
Let's agree to disagree. I will not meet you halfway on that one.
You won't.
No. Monkey every time. I'm like, oh, so you heard a monkey? You think you might have heard a monkey?
No, I clearly heard an owl, but yet I cannot replicate its sound.
It makes a lot of sense. We do have a couple of like tall grass areas where, you know,
it would like to feed.
Yeah.
I will now do the sound of its prey.
Okay.
Oh, no. How is that?
That I got.
Oh, crap.
Yes. That was dead on. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got that one. You nailed it.
Owls put me in a good mood.
I think they're lucky. Not for.
Talking to you about owls is the opposite. Note to Eric's self. Siri, please remind me to never bring up owls to Claire. She doesn't like my sound.
It's wrong. It's wrong and I can't correct it. I'm trying to correct it.
I don't know how to do it any better.
Or
differently.
And you believe you're right.
I do. I'm firm on that one.
That's the deepest problem here.
Yeah, I'm not changing.
Ah, nah. Not at this point. I'm too far into this.
I've been doing this owl impersonation for decades.
I'm not.
Why would I change it now?
And I know me. I'm not going to change.
This is a hot number when I'm on the stage of Vegas. Do you want to hear my owl?
Hey, guys.
Ooh, 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 ooh. That sounded like a monkey.
Yeah, it did. Okay, you heard that one.
I heard that one
that
myself.
That time you did. Okay.
Well, self-realization.
Now, do monkey.
Do monkey?
Yeah, I wonder if you just mix up your animals. Your owl is a monkey. Maybe your monkey's
a...
That's the monkey?
I don't know. It's a howler. A screel. What are those?
He's a howler monkey. Yeah. Ooh. Sounds like somebody goosed him or something.
Woo! A little bit.
Got his day started.
Hey! Woo-hoo! Time to scram! Whoa!
Poor monkey. Scared into waking up.
A little bit.
And this is based on science, okay?
Okay.
It's like there's nothing better than a nice sweet treat, a little piece of chocolate. Apparently, you can make chocolate taste better with song.
Is that possible?
According to researchers at the University of Bristol, they were trying to come up with the link, basically, between your taste and sound. Like, I've heard of ear, nose, and throat. Like, that's all connected.
Sure.
But I haven't heard that ears have anything to do.
It does. That's not plugged into your taste buds.
With your taste buds.
Right? There's, like, the four zones, and then how you're... Because you get this if you do, like, wine tastings.
Yes.
Because you actually have to really get it into the nose before you even get it to the palate. Like, you're tasting it... First by smell?
Yes.
But you're telling me I could taste, chocolate will taste different depending on what I'm listening to?
According to lead researcher, Dr. Natalie Hyacinth, reviewed 60 years of scientific research on multisensory integration.
Okay.
And then composed a song that affects flavor. It's three things that do it. It's pitch, it's tempo, and it's harmony.
Interesting.
Yeah. And she's got a song. It's called Sweetest Melody.
Do we have it?
I do. Yeah.
Well, let me look for it.
Okay. The song is an original composition combining pitch, tempo, harmony. It's called Sweetest Melody. And it lasts about 64 seconds. 64 seconds is the exact amount of time that you would need to melt chocolate on your mouth.
Okay.
You can look it up on YouTube. It's on Spotify.
Sweetest Melody.
She put it out there. Sweetest Melody. It's supposed to enhance your chocolate eating experience. We have to test it.
Not only do we have to test it, I have had for a long time a desire to do a music pairing dinner.
Oh, really?
Not a wine or beer pairing dinner. Every course, there would be different music performed at that time.
Uh-huh.
And just to see what that would be like. Do you like that idea?
I like that idea
a lot. I think
it'd
be very interesting.
Do you want to... We should get science-y.
We should get science-y first to prove this.
Yes.
And then we'll go for a music pairing dinner later.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
But I'm like, I wanted to find some chocolate, and I'm not... I didn't bring any.
I have trail mix, but we would have to dig in to take an individual M&M out at a time.
Okay.
That's not going to work.
I don't...
We need big pieces of chocolate.
I think we'll
have
to...
If you want it to melt, too, on your mouth, it can't be candy-coated, right?
It needs to be real
like a bar chocolate, of chocolate.
Because you have to put it on your tongue. It takes 64 seconds for it to melt. I think this calls for a Taste It Tuesday.
So for 64 seconds, we're just going to do that.
Just going to melt.
All right. Put it on the Taste It Tuesday board. That sounds fantastic.
I love it.
I'll play that game.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I had a lovely dinner outside with some friends last night. You want to know what we talked about?
What? Oh, my.
Specifically, everybody except us at the table has teenagers. Preteen, high school, college.
Okay.
And we got into a robust discussion on who was going to get knocked up first.
Oh!
But it was highly entertaining. What?
This is terrible!
Is it?
Yeah!
Talking about your own kid that way?
Your own kid?
Because at some point, you have to acknowledge, once they discover how the body works...
There's an interest.
Mm-hmm. And they may pursue certain activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to start to wonder, among the list of these children, who has the potential to either be risky, not safe, unprotected? And it was a very interesting conversation.
I'd be worried if you put that into the universe. Like,
oh, I didn't even consider that. I was just having a good time because I knew all of the kids.
Right.
And then the next question in my head was, did my parents ever have this? I'm sure they have. Did, right?
You think?
Oh, God, yes.
Huh.
You get a couple glasses of wine and just some free-flowing conversation, and you start talking about your kids, and when they're like, you know, they're so close to being adults, but there's maybe making adult decisions. And then it also got into a very robust conversation about how do you have the birds and the bees talk nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
One parent is like, we talk about everything. We are wide open,
because
that's how she was brought up. The other guy's like, I got a book. So did I, right?
They hand you a book.
There's a book that was in the den. See if you have questions. Like, I believe open and honest is the better way to do it.
Oh, wow.
Than the book.
Here's a book.
Here's a book.
If you have time.
Which somebody had to illustrate, by the way.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, I loved it.
I loved
it. Just kind of having some popcorn, watching everybody kind of giggle and talk. Because it is a little, it's taboo.
Right.
But at the same time, it's 100%. That's the world you're in, right? You have to teach your kids.
Yes.
How things work.
Robust conversations.
Here's the plumbing. Here's what can happen.
But I'd be afraid of like, oh, most likely.
I didn't even consider the fact, though, that we acknowledged it.
And then here we are.
Spoke it out loud.
I know. You put it out there.
See me in 9 months. We'll see what happens.
I'm not ready to be a grandma.
We'll see what happens. That's usually how most parents like, tell them, like, I'm not ready to be a grandparent yet,
yeah.
So watch what you're doing.
Please.
Yes.
Please be careful. I do this time and time again. I see an advertisement. It seems like it is targeted to me. And I don't always go right away, Eric.
No, I am right there with you. I fall for this every holiday season. I need that one more stocking item for Shannon.
Right.
And I see an Instagram ad and I jump on it.
I know.
And then 4 months later, I'm still waiting for the thing because it's in some sort of shipping customs battle in Korea.
I know.
Right?
I know.
They online ads know how to play to you.
They do.
They figured it out.
I think that they figured out whatever algorithms out there, they know that I have a dog, mm-hmm. right? They know that I have a pet of some sort, at least. I get either cat litter ads or I get ads for pet fur and how to deal with it, which thankfully I don't need the cat litter thing. But the fur is a big issue at my house.
So like a vacuum system?
No. Eric, it's simpler than that. It doesn't have to be. It does a job that a vacuum can't do. Sometimes those furs get embedded into the fabric, and it's really, really hard to get out. We have a piece of furniture, a couple actually, that are fabric, and then we have like the leather couches. The leather couch, I can wipe off. It's not a big deal. But the fabric, Rex's hair gets into the fabric, and it's so hard to get out. So enter this glove that is going to revolutionize cleaning. I really, really hope that I did not get fooled on this one, because I got a BOGO deal and I got two of these things. So I really hope that it works.
Has it showed up yet?
It's one of those things where I ordered it and then I kind of forgot about it because it wasn't here immediately.
Right.
So it was delivered yesterday. And sadly, it wasn't like enough of a fur situation that I needed to break it out.
You need like a 911 fur situation?
Yeah, I really need him to like get up all in there and like just get them. Because it happens and it's like, oh, it's so annoying. And I try vacuuming it. And sometimes the vacuum can't even get it.
Yeah.
You got to lint roller it. And that doesn't get everything either.
What's the magic of the glove?
It's got two pieces of fabric, and the hairs on the fabric are going one way, and then the hairs on the other piece of fabric are going the other way.
Ah.
And you're supposed to be able to rub, and then the hair just rolls off.
It's magic.
It creates a little wad of fur, and then you just pick up the wad and throw it away.
Can you just do that on the dog and save a step?
That was my husband's question. Again, there's much we do not know about these things. We'll be learning lots, I'm sure.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Cedar Rapids Police releasing an update regarding a shots fire incident. This was 2 weeks ago in the 4200 block of 21st Avenue Southwest. As a result of the investigation, two teens have been charged with numerous offenses. 17-year-old Quanell Beard and 16-year-old Artrell Beard facing multiple charges. Robbery, first degree, going armed with intent, numerous weapons charges. Both are being charged as adults. National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library will host a naturalization ceremony welcoming 79 new U.S. citizens and their families next Friday, September the 5th. They have hosted ceremonies at that location since 2016, kind of an homage to the Czech and Slovak heritage and making them feel welcome mm-hmm. in the Cedar Rapids community. So the Northern District of Iowa, that represents our area, about 600 petitioners take the oath in a formal ceremony each year, and we'll have 79 of them coming up next Friday at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. So Revival Theater Company starts their 11th season next Friday with Iowa's first local performance of Come From Away, a show that is selling so well they've already added a performance.
Really?
Yeah. Brian Glick, executive and artistic director with Revival Theater, says tickets are hot right now. Plenty of reasons, by the way, to get season tickets. They do their performances. They don't really have a house, right? So they go to CSPS,
yeah.
which is about a 205 seat venue. So seats can sell out quickly. Also, if you get season tickets and you pick a date and you need to swap a date, you could do that.
Flexible.
So the season will start with Come From Away, then Merrily We Roll Along, which had a great run on Broadway a year ago. Radcliffe from Harry Potter. Daniel was in that. The King from the original Hamilton. The wrong name is popping
Jonathan
my head.
Jonathan
Groff. Thank you. Not Zach Braff, who I wanted to say.
No.
And they're also reviving Fiddler on the Roof, which is a classic Broadway musical. For show and ticket info, Revival Theater, theatercompany.com. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Did we all just get duped? We might have been. That whole romance between Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson was apparently fake. A classic Hollywood PR stunt to help sell tickets for the Naked Gun reboot.
I don't blame them, right?
No, I don't blame
them. It's a cutthroat business.
And I wanted that movie to work. I want to see more variety. It seems like everything we get now is a horror movie, a horror movie, a horror movie. It was nice when there was a little bit of variety as to what you
could see. And I also kind of wanted the relationship to work.
I did too, actually. I kind of liked the fact, if it was real,
sure.
He had such a tragic love story. His wife died in a skiing accident.
But at some point where they sat down by studio officials and like, you guys need to like share your chapstick. You need to brush each other's hands casually, right?
Yes, yes. And you're going to go to her play. Her play's stupid. No, you're going to go to it.
They made him go to her play?
Yeah, yeah. So he's like, well, I'm going to bring my son. Okay, fine.
That's going to look even better. Meeting your new mommy.
Their chemistry was real, but off. It was strictly business. They are both professionals, and they knew that leaning into the rumors would get some attention. So that's what they did.
Good for them.
They leaned. This is getting some attention. The entire cast of Wednesday, maybe not the entire cast, a majority of the cast of Wednesday sat down on a Tuesday episode of Hot Ones. And they
did the guy that plays it, the hand, is he there?
No, it was the kid with snakes for hair, the girl who's a siren, Louise Guzman,
is Wednesday there too?
Gomez, and Jenna Ortega, who plays Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, and her wolfie friend.
Sure.
Emma Myers.
Guzman, by the way, great. He's a character actor. He's been around for a long time.
And he's done a lot of acting with a lot of different famous people, which led them into a question and answer session. Emma Myers asked him, you know, you've worked with some of Hollywood's biggest legends. I will now run down a list of your previous collaborators, and you must quickly give me one word that describes them.
Okay.
Okay. Here's how they played. Started with Adam Sandler. He called him amazing. Catherine Zeta-Jones plays his wife on Wednesday. He called her bellissima. Beautiful, right? Then they get to Jennifer Lopez. They worked on a film together back in the late 90s. He gave an unimpressed shrug of his shoulders and said, okay.
Oh, no.
Which shocked everybody else. They were all laughing or horrified and didn't know how to react. But it seemed like shade.
That's a little J-Lo shade.
Jenna Ortega has also worked with her. And she's like, mine would be Prodigy. Love you.
Oh, well, way to cover it up.
Cover. But Louise Guzman, apparently a little bit of beef. With Jennifer Lopez.
Now I want to know where that came from.
Where did that come from? What's going on there? I don't know where this came from, frankly. Billie Eilish takes Uno very seriously. She really likes the game. Just designed her own deck of Uno cards with colors like lime green and orange and dark blue. More Billie Eilish palette.
I get it. I just am shocked by the color palette, right?
Yeah.
You're just so used to seeing those classic four colors.
Exactly.
But that's fine. I can adjust.
Sure, sure. She is really mad. She loves Uno. She plays a lot. Questlove has Uno game nights at his house, and she has a strong opinion on gameplay.
So this is getting to be so big. Casinos are now opening Uno parlors.
I have not heard that.
There's no gambling. It's like a golf suite, but you play Uno with your friends. Isn't that crazy?
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, it's like it's taking off again. People are kind of reintroducing themselves to Uno.
Welcome, yeah.
And celebrities, I'm sure, help that,
yes,
too.
Yes, and her strategy is you got to stack all the pluses and the reverses and the reverses and then skip the skips.
Okay.
Like, you don't need to do that. Don't worry about
stack
skipping.
Stack the pluses, skip the skips,
yes,
basically.
Yes,
okay.
You can get your own Billie Eilish Uno deck, $22 starting September 9th.
That seems pricey.
It seems a little pricey for a deck of cards, but I don't know. Maybe it comes with something else. Maybe plus that up a little bit.
Plus it up.
That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
You know when you drive into a town and it's like home of the Demon women's basketball team, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like state tournament or the Kiwanis welcome you. Imagine if Serial City USA was right under the word Cedar Rapids when you came in. Home of a world record.
Wouldn't that look cool?
That would look so cool.
And also, wouldn't it be accurate? Because we produce a lot of America's breakfast cereals. Let me tell you, we've got General Mills, we've got Quaker, all in one town. I mean, when you've got Ray Gun cranking out shirts that comment on the smell of Crunchberry Day alone.
It's just part of the fabric that is to be in Cedar Rapids.
Yes.
And how cool is it that the last Farmers Market of the Year, which is coming up on Saturday, September the 20th, is also known as the Quaker Market. It is where that you can buy products pre-bagged, and that goes to a local animal charity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with all of that partnership already going on, we thought it would be the perfect opportunity to partner with Quaker and our friends at the Cedar Rapids Metro Economic Alliance. They put on the Farmers Market and go for a cereal-themed world record.
The record we'd like to go for is the largest cereal breakfast. That means we would like to gather 2,000 people who would all be eating bowls of Cap'n Crunch Crunchberry cereal at the exact same time.
Everything's provided. The park is there. We've got the bowls. We've got the spoons. We've got the milk, thanks to Prairie Farms. The cereal, thanks to our friends at Quaker Oats.
Mm-hmm.
Now we just need you and large factions of people, because that's going to be the key to getting to 2,000, is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 signups are great. But if you are with, let's say, an AAU 10 sporting group,
yeah,
and you guys and gals can all come out, if you are in charge of maybe all of the fun stuff you do in your office, and there's a big group of people that like to do that together, that would be fun. If you're doing the Especially For You race, you know, you have a walking group, that would be good. We're trying to find, or I did like an extended family, whatever works.
Yeah.
We would like to get you all in so we could get to that 2,000 number as soon as possible.
And we'd like to know that number ahead of time. We're asking people to register to participate. It is quick. It is super, super simple. All you have to do is go to KZIA.com and look for those crunch berries. Click on those and we'll get you signed up.
Yep. All the information you need on the world record is right there. If you have any questions on the attempt, let us know. Scramble at KZIA.com.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Counselor, welcome back to our Radio Court of Law.
And same to you, Counselor. Good day. I hope that we slept well and are ready to present our cases.
I ate my banana early.
Oh, really?
Because it's brain food.
Potassiumed up, huh?
I am so potassiumed
up. Wow, wow.
Little vitamin K.
Extra potassium on his side.
Yeah, yeah, let's go.
Wow. Okay, okay. Well, I'm glad you're hyped up and I'm glad that you're ready, because small issues become large issues, and we can't let an issue between a husband and wife fester and become a major thing, especially when it's about something as mundane as laundry. Matt wrote us, scramble at KZIA.com if you ever have an issue. He said, my wife and I were having a discussion about washing machines. I have always washed my clothes and never adjusted the settings, whether they are colors, towels, etc. She insists that settings are needed to be used. It damages the washer and the clothes if you do not use it. I have never had an issue with my clothes being ruined because I don't choose colors or towels. I've always used the regular, normal wash, cold setting water. It has always served me just fine. But what does the jury say? Are the settings on a washing machine really important?
And his name is again?
Matt.
And her name again?
She did not have a name. Wife. Matt's wife.
Mrs. Matt.
Yes.
Okay.
It is Matt V. Matt's wife.
I will speak on behalf of Matt's wife.
Okay, okay, go ahead.
As the laundry expert of not only this radio show, but this company.
Self-appointed, self-appointed.
Back up. Look at my credentials. I said something stupid to my wife 25 years ago that she didn't fold shirts like my mom. I've been doing laundry ever since. And I am here to tell you, Matt's wife is 100% correct. The technology that is built into your washing machine is to help you. It's going to make your clothes look better. They're going to get cleaner faster, and they're going to last longer. What we don't hear from Matt, and I get what he's doing, because that's how I did laundry in college, just threw everything in. And I would say clothes and colors and dyes. Now, I think the technology making the clothes is better, so you're not getting as much bleed, for example. But knowing that those tags are on there for a reason, because different fabrics need different temperatures, they need different amounts of soap. You can also add other things to the laundry. So it's a machine. Use it for what it was programmed for. Those buttons are there for convenience. Matt, it's not tough. In fact, I think it's going to work better for you if you just hit the button instead of just dumping everything in and then throwing in your soap and then letting it go. Your laundry's going to last longer, softer. It's going to smell better. You're going to get better wear and tear out of the clothes and the washing machine if you use it the way it was designed. Yes, use the buttons on the machine. Use the settings, please.
Have you ever seen a hamster on a wheel?
Yeah.
And it just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. It's going really, really fast, working really, really, really hard.
Yeah.
It's not really doing anything. That is your washing machine settings. It doesn't matter. I am with Matt, Team Matt. Why are we doing all this work to think, I got to put all this together and then I have to change the settings. It all works just fine. Just set it to cold and forget it, because at this point, we've come so far in laundry technology and clothing technology that nothing's going to bleed, nothing's going to get ruined because you've selected the wrong thing. And when in doubt, just wash it with cold. Everything is fine now. I mean, some detergents, just that's how it works best, is you need to do it in cold. Plus, you're saving energy and your own brain energy as well. You don't have to sit there and think about, well, what did I just put in? What setting is that technically? Don't think too hard about laundry. Use your brain for other important things. Put it in there, set it to one feature, just run it cold, forget it.
As a guy who had a dog that liquids would come out 24 hours a day,
what?
I stand here and tell you the sanitation setting, sanitize, was my best friend. If you've got little people in your house, sanitize, hot water. And you wouldn't get that if you just use the cold cycle. Use the buttons.
You get it in the dryer.
The dryer doesn't do it.
The dryer heats up hot.
You're already using hot water and the soap is working. You're double sanitizing. If you think about it.
A man.
Use the buttons, my lady.
Oh yeah, double twice.
Yes. So now it's four times.
Four times. It's powerful.
My God, it's so sanitary.
Okay.
We are just like Matt and Mrs. Matt. We're having a bit of an argument.
Please help us decide who is right and who is wrong. Do you change the settings on your washing machine for each different laundry load type? Yes, is the Dance and Eric Hansen.
That's me. Yes.
No, is Team Matt. No, it is not necessary. Just throw it all in.
Phone lines are open. Whose side are you on? Let us know at 200-1029.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Washing machines. Are you using the buttons or just everything in cold?
Everything in cold.
Everything in cold?
Yeah, it's easier that way. Thank you, juror.
Claire, you're out of the gate. Woo! Jury in a Hurry, we are using we're debating washing machines. Are you using the buttons or not?
Yes.
Yes on the buttons. Thank you.
Yes.
Also, I think she just woke up.
Gollum?
I live in the machine.
I love the precious settings.
Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Washing clothes, are you using the full function of a washing machine or just throw it in, put it on cold?
I am using the full function, and I absolutely adore the sanitize feature as somebody with pets because they are super messy.
Yes, they are. Sanitize feature.
Okay.
All the way.
You doubled me up, but there's still a chance.
It is Jury in a Hurry. We are debating washing machines. Are you using all of the buttons and every load's a little different or just cold's fine?
Just run it.
I'm just running it.
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, keep it simple. Let's just do the laundry and get it done.
Hey, Jury in a Hurry. Okay, we're debating on behalf of another couple. When it comes to doing laundry, do you use all the settings every time, every load, or just put it in there and run everything cold?
I have done it both ways, and I found absolutely no difference. Just run it cold, and it comes out the same.
Thank you.
Running on Claire's side.
We got a new witness.
Team Matt.
Thank you for testifying.
Team Matt, he says. Hey, it's Jury in a Hurry. Okay, you're doing laundry, and are you using the full function of the machine, and every load's a little bit different, or just put it in, and what Matt does, what, set it to cold?
Just set it and forget it.
You throw it all in on the heavy-duty settings, and if something's questionable, you throw in a color tester.
So yes or no?
I don't quite know what that means.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
All right, thank you.
Everything goes in on one thing.
I still don't know what she's saying.
I don't get it.
How do you want to do that one?
How about one each? I gave it to you. She said yes because she does different settings for colors. She does different settings for
So, yeah, even if it's one different, that's all I need is, you know, one plus, right?
It was a complicated ruling, but it does tie us up 3-3.
Word in the jury room is she's complicated. I got 3-3. That's what you got, 3-3? Okay. Let's go. Thanks for holding, caller. We're debating doing laundry. Are you just throwing everything in, or do you use all of the buttons?
All of buttons. What psycho does not?
What psycho does Matt and I. Matt and I and three of our friends who have already voted.
There's a few psychos in the area. It's Jury in a Hurry. We're discussing washing machines. Are you using all the technology, or do you just throw stuff in like Matt?
It's normal. Normal wash.
As a wife of a farmer and boys, you use it all.
You got to use all the buttons. That's a lot of dirty stuff running through there.
She's like, I've washed a few things in my day.
A farmer and boys. Thank you for calling. That puts me 5-3 right now. Claire, Jury in a Hurry, we're debating the washing machine. Are you using all of that technology or just kind of throw it in and set it on cold?
Throw it in on cold.
Thank you.
Makes it nice and simple
easy,
for you guys.
Easy.
Yeah, that's another psycho for you.
one more psycho on the team psycho.
Just going back and forth.
I don't know if we want to go with that. Maybe we just go with
team psycho.
No.
That's your ragbrai name. That's your laundry.
You guys are the psychos.
We're not psychos.
You're plotting and you're planning which laundry
gets
which water.
We're using the technology.
Is it a big load? Is it a little load? I don't know.
Okay, jury in a hurry. We're debating laundry. How do you approach it?
I used to not use any buttons, but I've come to find out that the buttons are great, so I use all of them.
She's a convert!
The grass is always greener with the buttons, Claire.
Okay.
You also can get those grass stains out, let me tell you.
Oh, come on.
All right, that means I need one more.
Okay, you need
victory.
One, but it's
one
anybody's
more.
Game.
Jury in a hurry, how are you doing laundry? You may decide who wins. Jury in a hurry, what do you think?
I use the settings that are on the washing machine.
That's for me! That call is for me!
No!
Thank you very much, caller.
You guys are crazy.
Puts me over the top!
I love you, Claire.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.